From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The U.S.-led coalition is laying the groundwork for the isolation of Raqqa, the Islamic State group stronghold in Syria, according to the U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Tuesday. Carter spoke after meeting a coalition of defense chiefs in Paris to discuss the aftermath of the planned capture of Mosul from the IS in Iraq.
The collapse and destruction of ISIL in Iraq and Syria will destroy both the fact and the idea that there can be a caliphate based upon this ideology.
Meanwhile, the UN Human Rights Office says atrocities against civilians in Mosul by Islamic State militants reportedly are increasing as Iraqi soldiers close in on the northern Iraqi city. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Human Rights Office says it is receiving disturbing reports of the extrajudicial and summary execution of children and women, as well as male civilians in Mosul. It says it also has received reports of Islamic State militants deliberately using civilians as human shields to prevent them from leaving the city. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says it is difficult to verify the reports because they are still being vetted by UN monitors. But he says the breadth of cruelty that emerges from the preliminary reports is staggering. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Britain Tuesday gave Heathrow Airport the green light to build a new $22 billion runway. The move ends 25 years of indecision and vows to boost global trade links. U.S. stocks are slipping Tuesday as corporate earnings dominate the news. This is VOA News. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 60 recruits. On Tuesday, the Islamic State released pictures of the three attackers with machine guns and explosives strapped to their bodies. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte lashed out at the United States again Tuesday, throwing new uncertainty into relations between the longtime allies. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters in Manila as he was preparing to leave for an official visit to Japan, Duterte said the U.S. could forget about the decades-old bilateral defense treaty between the two nations, known as the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement.
One day that EDCA will, if it's an executive agreement, then I will.
Duterte warned the Philippines would not be, quote, treated like a dog with a leash by Washington and their constant threats to cut assistance to his nation. Tuesday's comments are the latest in a string of angry tirades and threats the Philippines president has directed the United States in response to criticism over his anti-drug campaign that has killed nearly 4,000 people since he took office June 30th. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations has abandoned plans to evacuate patients from besieged rebel-held East Aleppo, which it had hoped to accomplish during a three-day lull in fighting last week. Filippo Grandi is the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
The Security Council continues to show no unity in responding to the crisis in Syria. And whilst the Security Council quarrels about what to say on the Syria situation, people in Syria continue to die.
Meanwhile, sophisticated NATO surveillance planes have flown their first mission in support of the U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State group. This is the alliance head, Jens Stoltenberg, Tuesday. He spoke ahead of a two-day defense ministers meeting in Brussels.
NATO provides direct support to the coalition. We have started to provide support with our surveillance planes, our AWACS planes, and the first flight took place last week on the 20th of October, and we will continue to provide AWACS support for the coalition.
In Kenya, suspected al-Shabaab militants Tuesday killed at least 12 people in Mandera County near the Somali border in an attack on a guest house. The jihadist group has launched numerous attacks after Kenya intervened in the Somali conflict against the militant group. A British Airways flight from the U.S. to Britain had to be diverted to Canada after members of the cabin crew became unwell, according to the airline Tuesday. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.